Sunday. The last week in January is upon us, that melancholy midwinter solstice for the self-employed writer, just 7 short days and long nights before the deadline for his tax return. On one side of the desk, an agglomeration of bus tickets, receipts for library fines, minicabs, telephone bills, and those mysteriously large invoices in triplicate from the video shop, all clamped in the fearsome jaws of a bulldog clip marked "Do not remove from Berkhamsted Post Office." On the other side, an OXO tin containing evidence of the meagre returns from Ed Reardon's literary achievements. Well, if you will sit on a bulldog clip, Elgar, what do you expect? Why don't you go and lie down on the papers? There's a perfectly comfortable wall chart of African snails on the top of the pile. Ah, almost forgot. Newsagent's charges. 70p times 365. Well, I better make it 362. Sounds a bit more plausible. 25,003. No, they smell a rat there. Decimal points. And, yeah, £253.40. What the 12-year-olds call a result. Welcome though such small victories are, what the figures overwhelmingly confirm is the stark statistic revealed in the latest Writers Guild newsletter that 80% of its members earn less than £7,500 a year. This accompanied by the even starker statistic that the membership fees have gone up to £90. But I won't hear a word against the good old guild. After all, who was it who went to the barricades in 1968 to fight for the right of its members to claim coffee as a legitimate professional expense? No, don't try and drink it. It's hot. Told you. All life lessons today, isn't it, Elgar? Now then, coffee. And its additives, milk, marvel, sweetex, Armagnac, of course. £452. More than I got for writing the story of beach huts.
Oh, my God.
Hello, Ping. I was wondering if we could...
Hang on, I haven't finished yet. Oh, my God. I thought you were dead.
No, I just had to keep a low profile for a while for, for reasons I needn't bore you with.
Ed, that's brilliant.
Yes, as Mark Twain said, reports of my death have been greatly exaggerated. Though I don't suppose he owed 2 years' council tax arrears to the borough of Mississippi.
Actually, it's not that brilliant. I've only just moved your file into the dead client's cabinet. Now I've got to move it all back again.
Oh, really? Who am I next to?
You're between Dennis Potter and the Reigate Poisoner.
Who?
TV play, shagging, miming, bad skin. Whoa!
Yeah, I know what interested Dennis. Who's the other chap, the poisoner?
Well, you should know, Ed. He wrote his autobiography.
Oh, so I did. Yeah. Oh, that was a grim 4 weeks. Going down to Parkhurst to see him. Took my own thermos there, I can tell you.
Right. Now you're officially alive again.
Yes, and therefore in need of the means to keep body...